Board button, and we can get started. So I will start at the bottom today, with Kristen. Kristen, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, and thank you for having me last night.
Yes, you're welcome. Can you turn up your microphone a little bit?
Yes, I will. I will turn it up. You hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, as I said yesterday, I have been struggling a little bit with the advertising, which is due to the fact that I'm not specific enough about either my customer or the problem I'm solving.
Right.
Yeah, so I've started now to work on I need to do some changes on the web, which
Yeah.
also to address my clients in another way, and I will also describe my package, which is the entrepreneurial mindset or the entrepreneurial spirit or Sisu. I will describe it as different parts that is necessary to be there to succeed as an entrepreneur, and I will focus on that, and also to start in that end with the advertising also to speak to what is necessary actually to succeed.
Right, exactly.
Yes,
Yeah,
and I
and
have yeah.
I think that's this is like a I think a really like important insight from what our conversation brought yesterday, because we were going to talk about the advertising and Facebook and things like that, and then I went to Kristen's page. And I noticed, and obviously it's all being translated, but it was very generic. And I so as a I couldn't really figure out, okay, what specifically, like what problem would I have that would make me interested in signing up for anything that for a newsletter or something like that, because it was just so generic. And that's really where the start is before you do any advertising. Do you know specifically what problem you're solving and for whom? And that really makes a big difference. So,
It's yes, and at the same time, I'm allowing me to go through this process because one of the main things with entrepreneurs that succeed is the ability to make a prototype, go to the market, test it, get the feedback, go home, refine, and go out again. So I'm putting that frame on it, and
Nice.
that's exactly what I'm doing now. I'm testing. So what I will do tomorrow is to I will make some kind of presentation or an overview of my model, the model I am, the entrepreneurial spirit, and I will bring that to into two meetings on Friday as a background for the conversation, because I'm going to speak to people who is working with entrepreneurs and get feedback on that.
Yeah, very good.
Yes. So that's what I'm doing, and I've been coached today with Tove to actually go on and tomorrow just change my front page on the web and have another message there and also mention. So what I'm wondering now is if I want people to actually sign on to get more information about how to succeed. I cannot write everything on the web. I need to just have the headlines there and provide them with a more detailed document, I think, about the same issue.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
As I think as long as you can, in a few sentences, say, this is the problem that you're experiencing, and I have this answer.
Yeah.
So, and that's one thing that we discussed yesterday with entrepreneurs who've been in the business for 2 years, feeling disillusioned and about to about to quit, like about to give up, basically.
Yeah. So that's, and then I want to, yeah, I will address it in the way we spoke yesterday, and I'll go on going to meetings to present this and think long term that I'm actually doing the work I'm supposed to do to develop this.
Yeah.
And in the office where I'm at, I have asked the permission there to find someone to either offer some conversations with the entrepreneurs there to have ask them questions, or I'm also considering offering one of them being coached by me.
Yeah.
To start getting referrals, because that was one of the feedback I got from a successful entrepreneur I'm starting to network with, and he said that he thought I should work on getting testimonials and just showing on the web what people say about me.
Right. Yeah, that helps as well.
Yeah. So yeah. I have contacted people I have been working with before.
Very good.
Yes. And I got another client. It's not an entrepreneur, but another lady. So with the same issues as the first one. So actually have another client.
Very good. Nice. High five.
Thank you. And I think it's so, I want to share it with the group because this is a person who is she has a PhD. She's a post PhD in brain science.
Okay.
So for me to have a meeting with her and start to actually be as know nothing as possible, not being scared of her high education and everything, just talk to her, and actually also being able to establish a gap and talking a little bit about new semantics and meta coaching, and she was just so happy. Yes, I believe in this, and of course this works, and she's so willing to work with me. So for me that was such a great experience.
Very good. Nice.
Yeah. So that's nice. So that's me.
So it sounds like you've got plenty to do for the next 2 weeks and that you know what to do too.
Yes, I do. So okay. I'll leave it to there and listen to the others. Thank you.
Thank you, Kristin.
Yeah.
Okay, Karin, next up. Hi, Karin.
Yes, hello, everybody. Hello, Femke. Hello, everybody. Do you hear me? It's okay. I'm fine. I am almost done with my websites. It is so fun when I really when I really understand how WordPress and ThriveThemes and I really enjoy it. So, but I promise I work with my program now and I have different packages.
Mm-hmm.
And I have four different packages about the value in it. I don't write on the site what the price is, but I have for the individual coaching, I have this gold, silver, and bronze package, and then I have one package for the team coaching.
Okay.
Yeah. So. And I also have. I was smiling a little bit when I heard Kristin talked about her new coachee. I also have a new coachee. I'm going to meet her tomorrow.
Yeah.
She's a psychologist.
Okay. Nice.
A psychologist. And I feel a little bit what?
You feel a little bit what?
Yeah, I feel a little bit. She's a psychologist and she wants to be coached by me. So I just have to say that I have a quite another way to look at it as she does, she really wants coaching.
Nice, yeah. And that's understanding psychology doesn't make her any in any way an expert in coaching.
No, so I really look forward to it, and I also do some coaching with. I can call them pre-authors. Mm-hmm. and that's going well. And I also have team coaching next week for a group economy group. So I have plenty to do.
Very good. Anything that
Yeah.
I can help you with for the next 2 weeks?
Well, it is to, and also like Kristin has been talking about, sorry, Kristin, it's not, but the perfectionist. It's,
Yeah.
yeah, she should really go on holiday now.
Okay, and how are you going to send her on a holiday?
Well, that's a little bit difficult because when I have my other work, it's I always do a lot of checking, spelling, all the kinds. So I really have to just jump and say no. It's enough is enough. It's good enough. But I'm working in, with it.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes.
How is it interfering with the progress that you're making?
Well, I keep going back and reading and refining the things I've written. Still, I also get some ideas, but I just have to get this really pushed. I'm going on a short trip to London tomorrow, coming back on Monday, so perhaps it's not
Okay.
so. And everything is ready, so I actually could just go into Facebook and say, "Hey, I'm launching my website, but as I'm going on this holiday, and perhaps it's not so clever idea to just do it and then I'm gone."
Okay.
So my time.
Yeah. So this perfectionism, how does it, what is it saying to you, or how does it work for you?
I guess it has something with some inner. There are some meta-convincing states.
Okay, meta-convincing states.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that specifically?
It's like I'm showing up. It's I like to be behind the scenes. But I feel when I go out with my websites and I really want to say hello, I'm good at this and I do procrastinate.
Okay.
And I know I have nothing to fear.
So, the result is procrastination.
Yeah.
And then, like, what are you procrastinating on? Or how does that work for you, the procrastinating?
That I keep refining and refining and always do it. Just can I make it a little bit better? Can I do it like that?
Okay. So you're procrastinating on, because you're doing something, you're refining and refining and refining.
Yes, and I also put new sites. I have done. I have a lot of different pages now, and that people can look into it and see this is solid.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
So, but
so
it.
are you procrastinating on putting your website out there?
Yeah.
So, and if you continue to procrastinate like this and continue to kind of refine it, refine it, refine it, what is it going to cost you?
Well, it's going to cost me clients, it's going to cost me money, and the most important, it cost myself.
Right. Okay. So what do you mean by it costs myself?
That I'm actually kind of hurting myself when I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm. In what way are you hurting yourself?
Telling me things that are you really good enough now? Mm-hmm. Are you really?
Yeah. So what I'm hearing you say is that you're hurting yourself. You're not going to get money or clients by not putting your website out there and by having to continuously refine. So let me ask you this: how perfect is that?
What is perfect?
I said doing this, how perfect is that?
Oh, no, it's not perfect. No, it's not, absolutely not perfect. It's devastating.
So you're trying to be perfect, but the way that you're going about it actually is far from perfect.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I see it. So I just need a real push. So and I say I have only this. The only page I'm working with now is the program where I describe what the gold and silver and the package is, and also the team. Mm-hmm. And then I'm done. So. I really just, well, on Monday or on Tuesday, because it's perhaps not so clever to launch it and then go to...
And yeah, then
so,
go
but
away.
But on Tuesday, if I haven't launched it, people can just kick me real hard on Tuesday.
And so what do you need to be? Is this a pattern for you, by the way, the perfectionist? Like,
yeah, I think so.
Okay,
it's,
so
because it's I'm so used to working team and we always give each other feedback, and now I have to give all the feedback back to myself. And also, I've also got a lot of feedback from you guys. So that's what. Yeah.
So would it? That might be something to be coached on. So, you know, I think it's great to kind of just like kick yourself in the butt and launch the website. But if this still is operating for you, then it's really important that that you kind of figure out, okay, so we know a little bit about what you say to yourself, am I good enough? So it's, you know, what specifically is good enough and how do you measure that? And getting coached on that so that you can, what would you like to have instead of this perfectionist frame?
What I would like instead?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a... Be relaxed and just be myself and take breaks, because I'm not very good at taking breaks.
Okay.
I do take breaks when I walk the dog and we go into the woods and everything, but that's the breaks I take, and also in my other job, it's from being very successful, and we have a lot of good figures, numbers. It's really tough in the publishing world now, and but I'm very relaxed on that side, because I know there are it goes ups and downs, and but I feel that I have turned this perfectionist now into this launching.
Yes. And so who do you come into this launching? And also beyond that, to be able to just get your stuff out there rather than continuing to refine. So who do you need to become?
who I need to become.
Mm-hmm.
I need to become fully me.
And what do you mean by that?
Yeah, to live out what I believe in, and that I'm creative. I would like to do more of the way I'm preaching.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
So you would like to embody what you believe, that you're creative. Okay.
Yes, I have to do it by also by myself, not just sitting and writing about it.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I do when I do this perfectionist. I write about it, but I only do it in one small part of the day.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's really something to that would be good to have a coaching session on, and so that you're able to make that shift from, so that you can send the perfectionist on a vacation.
Yeah.
And you can live with integrity of what you're preaching.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
So Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday is when you're going to launch.
Yeah. And if not, I really you can throw
I don't expect there's gonna be an if not. You only have one page to do.
Yeah, it is. I'm working with it.
Are you going to do it or what?
I'm going to do it. I really going to do it.
Okay.
I promise.
Good. You've got witnesses.
Yes, but and I know I said it before, but now it's it's deadline.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
We'll get on your case on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yes.
Very good. Thank you, Karen.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Femke. And congratulations with the puppy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. We decided, we're having a baby. We might just as well have a puppy and have no sleep.
Good choice.
Yeah. Actually, she sleeps through the night pretty well.
Yeah. So that's wonderful. We also have two. We have two puppies in the family now. So.
Oh, yeah. Nice. They're a handful, but so such a joy.
Yeah, and so much love.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Karen.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, next up is Helga.
Hello.
How are you? It's been you've been out of the picture a little bit.
Yeah, I've been here every day, but you have been other places.
Yes.
Yeah. I have had several presentations for at network meeting. I had one 2 days ago, and two companies there, they were interested in contact with me afterwards. So I had a 1 hour when I presented self-actualizing quadrants and some other models,
mm-hmm.
and asked them to find some issues and come up and come out on the floor.
Okay.
So one of the companies, it is with two persons, so one from this company came up and had some issues with the company and the future, and all participants said it was a good session, and two companies I have to follow up.
Oh, nice.
So I had very good. So I had the meeting with this one company where the one person I had out on the floor and the mm-hmm. other were sitting and viewing, and so and they have some need, they want to position themselves into some some project, and they need some help to do that, So I got another meeting with them yesterday to try to get them into my coaching program, because they said, yes, we need to do to cooperate with them, with me, in some ways or the other. So it was the question, should they have one program for one leader, or for them two as a team?
Okay.
I said, I do both, you decide. And so they asked about the price, and I told the team is more expensive than one. And so it seems that, okay, was it so expensive with the team? Okay, then let's take with one leader, which of you? And the one most eager was interested in leader, one person coaching program with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other said, no, I also want to join. Okay, please join. Oh. We take it as a team. And so the other said, yeah, but we don't have the money. So
okay.
And so afterward, I think that to create the gap and put the value on the gap, I see I'm not so good to do that, because if the team had seen the gap will be so and so great, then the argument went, oh, we don't have the money. That is not so useful. So,
right.
I think next time there are some frames. Will they be a team, or will it be one leader?
Yeah.
And how to create the gap? It is one project that maybe is 3 years, and it should be 3 years. If it could be, for instance, 50,000 kroner for each year,
right?
Okay, then it is 150, or maybe they could get 100 part of the project, so it will be 300 kroner. So for me to make that calculation, in a way, I feel if I do this calculation, they say, oh no, it will not be so much, or it will be much more than that. And so when I ask them how much will it be, then they are very vague. So I think I struggle a bit with creating the gap and let them put the value on lose or what they can win. And I, because they see I can help them. They saw that in the meeting. They felt
it. Nice. Yeah, and so what is really important with when you are creating the value, once you've established the away from where they're at and where they want to be, then where they want to be, then you ask questions like, would this be valuable for you? How valuable would this be for you? What difference, if you have this, what difference is this going to make to your bottom line? So asking those questions before you say a price, that really helps, because then they have already given you that answer. And so then because you can expect that they're going to give, some, excuses, or maybe, just concerns about finances and stuff like that. And then you can paste that, I understand that. Like, let's take a look at where you're at and where you want to be. And you mentioned that this would be really valuable for you. So how much of an how how much of a how do you say that, not problem, but how, like, so you want to help them make a decision about, you know, is the finances, is that more important than holding on to the finances? Is that more important than the outcome that you want? So, and that's also where you need to, you know, you're like, all you're doing, you're not bullying them. All you're doing is giving them the feedback. Like, this is what you have said. This is the value that you want. And knowing that sometimes you need to take some financial investment before you're going to get it back. Do you really want to let the money hold you back from getting this outcome?
Yeah.
Is that really what it is about? So then you can go to getting them to decision making. What are the pros of going ahead with it, and what are the cons of going ahead with it? So that they can start weighing it. What are the pros of not doing this, and what are the cons of not doing this? So once you've created the gap, maybe what's missing is the decision making, leading them into the decision making process.
I like that. I know something of this in theory, and you said it very clear. I have one other example similar, that it was a potential customer I met in Sweden, and he said his company did not, they had very high quality products, but they didn't make money. Okay, I have some models, so I can... I would like to work with you on that if you want. Yes, please do. This is important for our company. So we had a lot of energy. And so how should we solve it? Because it was in a conference and he was one of the speakers and he had to go back to the company. So it was only a few, 5 minutes. And I said, let's have a contact. I will phone you afterwards. Yes. Going back to Norway, I phoned him, and he was very busy. I managed to get him, and he said, yes, this is interesting for our company. So in August, maybe we can let Helge go to Sweden to do a workshop on this. But could you, he said, I will like it as a CEO, I will like it, but you have to send an email and set some frames for what you offer, what we can get out of it, so I can present to my board. Okay, so I sat down and wrote an email, and he also said, put the price on. Okay, I did that, and he got it just before going into his board meeting, and afterwards, I phoned him, what happened at the meeting, shall we make an agreement? So I have not got an answer yet. But I think the problem there is when we can't sit down and have the meeting, and he says, I have to send him an email also with the price.
Right.
Because... that to sit down and let him, just as you say, tell me what would be the gap between the situation now and what you want. Will you go bankrupt if you don't get more money, or what will that mean for you, or how much more would you like the company's income for 1 year? And I say, if you really want this, yes, we can make a plan to create this. That is easier when I sit with him and we have a meeting. When it's on telephone and he says he's going to a meeting, he has no time to talk to me anymore, but I have to send an email to his board.
Yeah.
So for me, this to create the gap and let the person put a value on it and feel that it seems I can do something that he can bridge the gap.
Right, exactly, exactly.
When I have 5 minutes on telephone, it is not so easy. But
no.
So that is my potential customer. So I have to phone him, and I've decided to be very flexible. I will be positive and think, okay, I hope the meeting went well, and you decided to cooperate with me. And he says, okay, yes, or he says, no, they are not certain about if I can help. And it's a long, expensive travel for me to have a free meeting with the board. I need
right.
some economic compensation.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the other side, if I do it voluntary or free, maybe they give me the ticket, or I pay the ticket and get no income. This company will be important for me to get a positive reference.
Yeah.
Very important for me.
Mm-hmm.
Even they are far away, it's a high status company that will be a good reference. So how much shall I do for free? Going to Sweden, do a free workshop, they get a high result, I get the reference, and maybe they also say I help them, so they will afterwards give me money, maybe, but that is not in our
But that's already,
agreement.
Yeah, and you don't know the answer yet, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So maybe they say, if I do it free, okay, they are interested. And if I succeed, I will get a good reference. And maybe they afterwards say, please, can you do it something more with us, and we will pay you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a possibility, but then I would keep it really short, the workshop, and not give everything away, because, you know, you need to still value, keep valuing yourself as well.
That's right. So it's easy to say, no, I don't do it for free. And so I get
well,
fewer...
like, and first... No, I mean, first, I like, if you get him on the phone and he says, oh, like, financially, then you can also say, okay, what would it be worth for you to have this change?
Yeah.
So ask him about it and help him make that, you know, help him make that decision. But also really know your own value and stick with that.
Yeah. When we met, we have met two times. When we met, we had very good energy, and he said,
okay.
"Yes, I want you to work with us. I think you have experience and can do something with our company. But that is not enough, because I need something from you so I can convince the board."
Yeah.
He was convinced. He said.
Yeah. Okay. So.
It seems reasonable. We had a very good energy and cooperate very good in this meeting. But how can he convince? So what would he value if we solved it? And how can he say that to his board?
Yeah, like so then the you know, it becomes like a case of you helping him or coaching him to convince the board.
Yeah.
Cuz you're a stranger.
Yeah.
You know, so so ultimately it's up to the CEO, and you need to help him with okay, what does he need in order to convince the board?
Yeah.
But right now you don't know. So not, like right now it's all speculating. Until you get
That's
on the
right.
phone with him.
Yeah. it is also easier to have some options when I go to the phone with him. For me, that is to experience some of my possibilities. That
right.
helps me to be more flexible when I go to the telephone with him.
Yeah.
So, I also reflect now that he has the responsibility to convince his board, so I can ask. That is not my responsibility. I cannot take.
You can support him in it. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's that'll be, you know, that'll be valuable for him as well as for you.
Yeah. So, because I think he wants me to work with them.
Right.
He's uncertain how to present it, that and convince his board. So, I can support him in. I can ask him, how can I support you so it will be easier for you to convince your board?
And yeah.
So he's very short on the phone. Only send a short email with what you have said now. Very short.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you specifically mean with what I have said now? No, don't ask that. I don't have the time to talk to you anymore. And so I have to try. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
And so it was on the presentation meeting here in Norway. It was a larger company. A CEO was there. Don't saying so much, but afterwards he was high up and said, "I've been at many leading courses and education, and this I liked very much." So.
Oh, nice.
In our company, so maybe we have to think if you could meet me or our board or leading group, so we could find out what to do. But with him, he has not said what is the problem in his company or something about the value. So for him, it will be to have a meeting with him and. I will
and figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what he saw some of the potential that I can
nice.
Do with self-actualizing companies.
Oh, very good.
And he had the stars in his eyes. Seems he would like something to do happen in his company.
Okay. Very good.
So then I think a meeting with him or with the board and sorting out what is the want, what is the problem, and what is the gap, what would be the value.
Yeah.
And should I do it with him as leader or with his leader group or his board or the whole company? How to start it?
Yeah, first just with him, I would say.
Yeah. Or maybe he want the leader group to be on this meeting because he has seen me doing something to show what I could do with his
right.
board.
Yeah.
Or the leaders group.
Yeah.
Leading group.
So that is just something like let him take the lead. Like he'll probably have an idea of. Okay,
yeah.
I want this person to be there, or I want that person to be there, and then you can just do the you know, figure out okay, what is it that they want to get, where they are at now,
So maybe it is best that I get a single meeting with him first to get him to say something about the situation and what he wants, and. And then, so it maybe is not necessary that I show his leading group what I can do, but he has seen it, and he, when I map out what is their problem, so maybe he can set it out,
exactly.
Set it into his leader group, that we start with the leader group, first a meeting with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this has been a lot. Circling around how to put words on the gap and put a value on the gap, the different ways to ask the question.
Yeah. Yeah, but it sounds like you're making progress with it.
A lot, yes.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Very good.
So the ACMC was also very, very good.
Thank you. Nice. Very good, Helga. Very good. Yeah, so let us know how it goes in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, especially when I get the customer.
Yes, that would be really nice.
Really nice, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Helga. Very much. Okay, so last one, Per.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Yeah, great, great. Hello. I have this new niche to coach single people.
Okay.
And it feels good. Feels really good. And feels congruent. Yeah. And at the wait a minute. Sorry. I have the trouble to setting a price for my services, and I got coached on that, and now it feels good to do that as well. Another decision I made is to stop coaching people for free, because I've been doing that so
much. Okay.
friends to my friends and all and that. So I still do free coaching sessions, and then they need to pay, and that was a really big decision.
Nice, very good. High five.
Yeah, thank you. Because that's one of the reasons I chose this niche as well, is that the latest last months people has been asking me for coaching on that subject. So and I've been doing some for free, but not anymore, even if they're close friends, because so the decision was like I was just afraid that they would think me as cheap, or that I don't want to help or something, but then I just could model Patrick Fordell, who said when a person tried to put down the price, like, I want 30% off, and then they say, okay, then I coach 70% of my potential.
Okay.
so I will model that. I will take that.
Very good.
Yeah.
And so for the next 2 weeks, what can I help you with?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't really know where to find the people. It's like the last niche, it was so easy, because I have like this big network and some Facebook groups, and it was easy to market.
Yeah.
It was easy to get free clients. In this, I have a elevator speech. My webpage I'm going to put up in this week or next week. So that's there, but I don't. I have trouble with that, so I don't get any ideas on. I have some ideas, but that's not getting money today. That's more get money tomorrow or long term.
Right. Yeah.
So do you have any tips? And advice?
So what I'm thinking is like, okay, where like. These people are going to be probably on some kind of website. Maybe there's like a Swedish website for singles.
It's a lot, and that's one of my ideas to contact
exactly.
them.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you know, just like do some Googling, like on meetup groups for singles. Like you've got like meetup.com. So there might So there might be some meetup groups or something like that. And the thing is that since you are starting in a new niche, the easiest is to look around you you know, around people that you know. I mean, I'm sure you know single people, and people that you know single people that are struggling.
Of course.
You know, so that's one way to go. I think that's probably the easiest way to go. See if you can, like, I'm pretty sure that maybe in doctor's offices, you know, like people are getting stressed or anxious or something like that about their, you know, about being single.
Doctor office, it's, I don't think it's allowed, I've been allowed to market myself there, but can,
yeah, I don't know, like, you know, just
well, so it could be,
so it really is about, like, okay, who can I contact that maybe is a few steps removed, but that I can let them know about it. Like, I think you'll have friends who have single people who've been really struggling, you know, organize like a free evening or something, and give them like a tip, or, you know, like a free introduction, and then get them to, like, if you want to know more about this, and if you really had enough, then contact me. So something like that.
Free evening. That also, that would be good.
Yeah.
I could, like, put posters outside as well to invite to free evening.
Yeah.
Now when I live by myself, I can have it in my home as well.
Right.
If I want.
Yeah.
Was that easy? The ideas. I was stuck with the ideas. I don't.
Yeah, I know, right? It can be challenging.
Yeah. All right. The other question I have. What I remember is that you advised to not put up the price on the website or to tell the price until they know the value.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have problem, because when I tell them what I do, they ask, okay, so how much is it? It feels like bad to not tell the price, to not to say the price.
It's like, why does it feel bad?
Well, it's like if that? They ask me of the price and I don't tell them.
Well, like a very easy answer is, well, that would really depend on what it is that you need. So I am unable to, like, you can give a price range, but it depends on, you know, on the kind of work that we would be doing together. And, for that, I would need to have a more in-depth conversation with you, and that is free.
That was give them price range and depends on what you want. To work on to know that was really good words. we need to have an in-depth conversation. And that is free. Really nice. Okay.
Very good. Very good. Okay, anything else? I know it's close to, you have to leave.
No, that was all for me. So thank you very much. And
Very good. You're very welcome, Per.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see in the meantime that Dennis has joined us. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Vink. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, thanks. Good.
Good to have you on the call.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry I was late.
That's okay. So you've been away for a little bit. So where are you at in terms of the program, and how can I help you for the next 2 weeks?
I'm pretty snowed under with work at the moment, and have been, which is why I haven't been able to get to the program. I'm at module 3, and I've got, I suppose I've got stuck there, really.
Okay.
One because of time, and two because of the development of the products.
Okay.
I think I emailed you and suggested that I thought about getting a little group of my target group together that I know from my own personal and business networks,
right,
as a sort of a reference group for myself. Because when it came to the questions around what are the present beliefs that they hold, that hold them back, and what are the beliefs and values and attitudes that they need to develop for their future goals, etc., to be able to achieve those.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a few of them down, but what I thought I'd do is, if I got a small group of my target group together and ask them to actually be a reference group for me, that I'd pose those questions to them.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You know, that's the it's a really great setup for your program, but also for later, the way that you speak with potential clients. If you can speak their language and use their, you know, the words that are up inside their minds, they're going to be much more eager to come for like a strategy session, or to set up a meeting with you, because they're like, hey, this guy is getting me. He really knows my problem before we've even spoken.
Yeah, great. Okay. Because of the course that I did last year, part of the strategies that I kept in was to actually offer free sessions to people in that target group. So I've got 4 or 5 people that I've either have coached or that I'm coaching at the moment. So, and I know others. So I wanted to make that move before completing that module, because I think that module is really crucial in terms of what I'm going to do. It's the part that's always stumped me about what's the product.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And so,
just coupled with that thing. Oh, sorry.
And so are you, that's like your next step, is to get this group together and interview them so that you can get more information on that, like them.
I was going to do it online. I meet up with a few of them face to face, but I was actually just going to send out an email with a request,
right,
to see if they wanted to be a part of that group.
Nice.
And do it online, actually, via email.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Yeah, that helps as well.
Because they're all over the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I need to be able to. Sorry.
Oh yeah, I said that.
I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think I also need to re-language the questions rather than using values, beliefs, and attitudes. So I just need to think of the correct sort of language to get the response that I want back, and be able to analyze that.
Yeah.
Look, apart from that, it's just a matter of work and timing at the moment, not being able to get to this material.
Yeah.
And I think I've shared with you, I'm off to Belgium on 1st of July.
Yeah.
But I hope to get to some of this next week. I have more of a clear week next week than I do this week.
Yeah, and you know, did you get my response? Because I said, like, it's okay if you want to since you are going on a vacation and there is some time in between, so you can just postpone it and be back in August.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
But I would like to kick that email in before I go and see what sort of response I get.
Yeah, definitely.
Set up for when I get back.
Definitely. Then you can.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, and if you have like created the email and you want some feedback, you can post it on the Facebook group and get our feedback as well. So you know, like make use of the. Of the knowledge in the group.
Yeah, that would be great. And I've had those little technical issues around not really knowing how Facebook works and thinking that everybody in my personal and family Facebook network can see all the messages
right.
that are posted, but you informed me they can't.
No, they can't. It's a private group.
Right, so now I've gone and created a bit more work for myself by setting up another page, which is actually linked to that page. But
yeah.
Never mind, I'm going to get my kids to help me have a look at that and sort
okay.
that out probably
Very
next
good.
Week as well.
Very good. Yeah. Nice.
Cool. Well, thanks for your patience with all that.
Yeah, no worries. No worries, Dennis. I'm curious what... feedback you get from the group and then we can take a look at, you know, to take that to the next level and get you with having a program and to the next step so that you're not stuck anymore.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome. I look forward to that. That'd be great.
Yeah, you're welcome. So right now, when are you going to Belgium?
1st of July I take off, 13th of July I land back, so it's not a long trip.
So and then you have this month to get the feedback and stuff. So will you have time to get back on a call before you leave? I think we have two more calls.
Well, I hope so, yeah. Oh, really? You've sent notification about those? Well, they're just 2 weeks apart, aren't they?
They're every 2 weeks at the same time. So the next one, I don't even know the date today. So the
18th.
Next one would be June 18th for you, yeah? And then...
Yeah, at this time?
Yeah, at this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
So that
having said that, I'm just looking at my calendar, and I may well be away somewhere around the country, but let's wait and see. That's not set in stone. So if I'm available, I'll definitely jump on the call.
Okay, very good. Meantime, ask any questions that you have on the Facebook group, or just send me an email.
Sure, great. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Dennis. Holly, you joined us too.
It's amazing.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. I'm here. I'm posting my website on the Facebook group, everyone.
Yay. Nice. High five.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm here. I'm ready to participate.
I like it. Okay. So you're posting your website to the Facebook group.
Yeah, right now.
Nice. So and you would like our feedback?
Yeah, it's still in progress.
Okay.
But I'm much further along the path than I have been, and I was stuck in my own meta programs and had to I did a lot of work on that.
Okay, good.
The path.
Good.
So I can feel great about making progress, imperfect progress. I love that.
Nice. Very good. And so so now, like, we are going to look at your website, give you feedback.
Okay.
And what else can we do for you?
Just mainly feedback on my website. I'm going to put a couple more pages up and then post a blog today. And get started,
nice.
and then from there, I'm gonna go learn how to put together my own audio and videos, I really believe I'm quite familiar with what the problem is and what the solution is in my target group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just me, myself, incrementally doing the development to produce those particular products.
Nice.
And then progressive agreements. I just don't feel like getting too stuck on progressive agreements.
Well, that's not the idea of that module, is to get stuck on them.
I know. I was like, well, I got stuck, and then I was in the beginning stages of what the problems they might be facing are.
Yeah.
And I think the greatest one I can see is the away from motivation that goes all the way up into intention. So if their intention is to be safe, and that's one of their highest values,
mm-hmm.
what is it? Well, okay, so I was defending myself so that I could stay safe. My intention was to conserve my energy so that I could survive. Something like that. So if that's their highest intention, that's an away from attention intention. So
yeah.
That's the biggest obstacle that I could come up with. I think that's something I need to do work on rather than the group doing it for me, and
okay.
then I can post my
yeah.
information on the site and get feedback.
Yeah, sounds good. So any apart from the feedback, anything that I can do to help you for the next 2 weeks?
I don't think so, Femke. I think one of my biggest obstacles is asking for help.
Okay.
So I would challenge myself that when I get stuck, to ask for help.
Yeah.
From you and the group. So that would be holding my feet to the fire. So.
Okay. Very good. So does that mean you're going to ask at least one question of the group in the next 2 weeks?
At least one.
Very good.
Yeah, I can do that.
I like it. I look
thank
forward
you.
To your question.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Holly. And for everyone, if you could check out Holly's website and give her some feedback, that would be really great. I will do the same. Karin, we're looking forward to your launch of your website on Tuesday, and otherwise we'll kick your butt. Have a really wonderful time in London in the meantime. And everyone else, post your questions on the Facebook group or share anything if you want feedback on that for the next 2 weeks. We'll be meeting again 2 weeks from now at the same time. I'm looking forward to it, and I look forward to all the activity on the Facebook group in the meantime. All right, have a great day or afternoon or evening, wherever you are, and have fun working on your business. Bye, everyone.